Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT.
Bandwidth for Munchcast is provided by CashFly at CacheFly.com. This is Munchcast with Cammy Blackstone and Leo Laporte, episode 83 for May 30th, 2010. Rhubarb. Munchcast is brought to you by Audible.com. For your free audiobook of your choice, go to audiblepodcast.com/munchcast. It's time for Rhubarb. Are they playing rhubarbs in this song?
They are. Wailing on the barb.
Well, lately I've been thinking about some good home cooking, just like I haven't eaten in the longest time. Now I like potato chips. Now please don't get me wrong, but I haven't tasted mama's rhubarb pie in so very long.
Yeah! Rhubarb, rhubarb, rhubarb. A ba-ba-ba rhubarb. There she is with a flower in her hair. Cammy Blackstone, the star of our show. And today, I guess we're talking about the pie plant.
Aloha!
Yeah. Yes. Well, that's right. You're Hawaiian.
Well, I just was at a kind of a graduation with a bit of a Hawaiian bent. So that's why.
At beautiful Punahou High in...
No, it was from Sarah High School. It's in the peninsula. On the peninsula. That's where Barry Bonds went to high school.
S-E-R-R-A.
Yes.
As in Junipero.
Yes.
Not as in Lane. That's different.
No. And not as in Sarah, Jessica Parker.
No.
Nothing like that.
Did you go see the new Sex and the City? By the way, many people say Sex in the City.
It's Sex and the
City.
Yeah.
The City.
Right. Because it's a relationship between these women, their sex, and the city.
And in fact, they're not just having sex in the city. They're having sex everywhere.
It's an international.
It's all over. In fact, Abu Dhabi this time.
Man.
Did you go see it?
No, I haven't. I've just never really gotten into that show because it's so fantastical. Like, I don't know any women at all who just, you know, who I edited the shoes and the constant cocktailing and
the secret to that show. Many people don't know the secret to that show. It's written by gay men.
Right, exactly.
It's
gay man's idea of women.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I never really liked that show much, but of course my wife and her friends love it. And in fact, she had on the show opened on Thursday, and she had, I think, about 20 friends. They all went out to the local bar, Graffiti, and they all had Cosmos. And apparently they were, every woman in the joint had a pink drink. and then they all toddled over or wobbled or whatever on their heels over to the local cinema where they occupied the entire theater and watched Sex and the City.
And then what did they do? Did they all go like,
well,
I mean, in the commercials, there's like the Cabana Boys or whatever from Abu Dhabi that they're all after.
Rickard Spurt.
What?
That's the name. That's the name. I'm told, I have not seen this movie and will never see it. But I am told that that is the name of the last Sex in the City, which I did see, unfortunately, on cable, had a sexy guy in it who then later made his way on Dancing with the Stars. And he is quite an attractive fellow. This time, the sexy fellow's name is Rickard, not his real name,
his character's name.
Nom de plume, as it were.
Okay.
Is Rickard Spurt.
Well, now that's an unfortunate name. I'm sorry. To go through life with that handle it's gotta hurt.
This is why, you know, it's important for men to live with women so that they understand the difference.
You know, I don't know. I might go see Robin Hood later.
That looks good.
It looks
Is that open?
Dull. Actually,
does it? Oh, darn.
I don't know. I mean, I'm a big Russell Crowe fan, but he just seems so moody.
Well, he is.
Lighten up, man.
He'll beat somebody up at the drop of a hat, apparently.
I'd like to see more of a combination of like that Robin Hood with like the Disney cartoon animated version. Sort of a combo.
You mean?
Or swashbuckling.
And Men in Tights. Let's throw that in
Men
as well.
Yeah, and Men in Tights.
Yeah.
Men in, that was a fine film.
It was a good movie. See, I think Robin Hood's been done. We do digress because today's topic.
Woobob.
Woobob. Now, what is woobob?
Well, you know what? Rhubarb, which is only, you know, there's a limited window to enjoy rhubarb, which is why we have to do it today.
This is it. This is rhubarb season.
Yeah, this is it. It's like cherries. It's like you get this little tiny smidge of a time in the space of a year, and you just got to make hay while the sun shines or make pie.
It's like cherries if it were in the shape of celery, really stringy and super tart.
Yeah, and you know what's interesting is, like, I just made a pie this morning in thinking about this because I went and got some rhubarb. Rhubarb, you know, I had to follow the recipe for a fruit pie, but it's not a fruit.
It's not? What is it? It's a vegetable?
It's a vegetable.
It looks like celery.
It looks like celery. It's colored like a fruit, and you have lots of sugar on it like a fruit.
Yeah, well, that's the key is you have to add sugar because it's pretty tangy.
It's quite tangy and stringy. As you know, that's what took me so long this morning is I forgot you have to kind of peel rhubarb because otherwise you get like those long, you know, strings of like floss, rhubarb floss. And you know what else, Leo, that's very important when preparing rhubarb?
What?
It's poisonous.
What?
The leaves can kill you.
According to Wikipedia, rhubarb is a herbaceous perennial plant growing from short, thick rhizomes, large triangular shaped leaves with long
that
fleshy
can kill you.
Petioles. They can kill you.
Yeah, they're deadly.
Oh, wow. Well, because don't they use rhubarb as a... I remember when I was reading the Master and Commander series that rhubarb was frequently used in a potion, to like a medicinal potion.
It's medicinal.
It's medicinal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it was... it actually got its origins in China. It was a herbal sort of thing, and they did use it for its medicinal qualities. Although, if you eat the leaves, your throat swells up, your tongue swells up, and you suffocate and die.
As Dr. Mom points out, you may die. You may wish you were dead because in order to get that effect, you have to eat 10 pounds of rhubarb leaves in a single sitting.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, if you're, you know, maybe serves a salad of rhubarb leaves.
You might wish you were dead anyway.
Well, you know. I think it's sort of like it just adds an element of danger to eating rhubarb.
He's kinda a like man who leads a life of danger.
It's like that sushi that's made out of that fish that could kill you.
Every
pie he eats,
he calls a stranger. I think Rhubarb Man, wasn't that with Johnny?
Secret Rhubarb Man.
My favorite pie in the world, though. My absolute favorite pie in the world is strawberry rhubarb. Now, not rhubarb alone.
Yeah, you got to mix in the strawberries. Because strawberries have so much water in them that you can't make just a straight strawberry pie. It would be too, you know, squishy. And, like, it would never solidify.
No, that's right. But rhubarb gives it the tensile strength.
Mm-hmm. It just kind of ties the whole thing together in a happy pie package. I did learn something today when I was making my rhubarb pie, though, because it's really hot in San Francisco today. It's never hot in San Francisco.
Hard to believe.
My pie crust that I make all the time didn't work at all.
Hmm.
And it's because it was so hot, I think.
Really? Because pie crust is supposed to stay cool.
Yeah, so you got to be careful.
Yeah.
You got to be careful. You know, you got to pay attention to that thermometer when you're making your pie crust. Now, the thing that's weird about rhubarb is that it is so delicious and people love it, but it seems like it never has really caught on.
Right.
And I don't know if it's because of the limited window, but like you don't see Hostess rhubarb pies.
Where you're right.
Cherry pie or a Hostess.
That's true.
Pie.
McDonald's doesn't have its hot rhubarb pie.
No. No, and I don't know why it's not kind of. I feel like we need to eat more rhubarb and bring it the attention it so desperately deserves.
Is rhubarb good for you?
Oh, sure.
How?
It's good for you, but
it's probably good for your regularity.
Well, not if you take all the strings off and peel the rhubarb like I did today. I mean, that takes like half the fiber out, right?
Right. Then it's just a low fiber rhubarb.
Lo-fi. But I think that the fact that you put 2 cups of sugar on the rhubarb before you put it in the pie probably takes some of that health benefits away.
Yeah.
Just a little. Yeah. But, you know, there are other things you can do with rhubarb. There are rhubarb tarts. There, if you go to the Rhubarb Compendium, which has all things rhubarb, they have amazing recipes. And people use rhubarb. They make rhubarb sauces.
Wait a minute. Is this a website, the Rhubarb Compendium?
Yes. It's a whole compendium devoted to rhubarb.
Boy, that's obsessive. Do you think
it's been around a long time, too.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Like, as soon as the World Wide Web happened, people said, oh, we've got to create a rhubarb compendium.
It was the very first website. I lie.
I'm looking for it. Here it is. Well, it looks like it was the very first website. It's very text heavy.
Mm-hmm.
Rhubarb is a wonderful plant. Since June 94.
See?
Well, you're right.
It was the very first one.
Holy cow. This was the first website.
And on the third day,
and
God
and it's the Rhubarb Compendium. Dan at rhubarbinfo.com. Man, that's a valuable website. Look at this. Everything you'd ever want to know.
I know.
Including, wow.
And I had no idea, like, if you go through the Rhubarb Compendium, how many different species of rhubarb there really are.
Oh, now I'm seeing, according to the Southwest School of Botanical Medicine, rhubarb is used as a laxative seed, a tea, as a colon tonic.
And it can kill you.
As a neutralizing cordial for nausea, gas pains, dyspepsia, tenesmus, diarrhea, and constipation. So it does both.
Well,
it slows you down and speeds you up.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
How does it know?
How do it know? Wow. Look at all
the
uses.
I do want to bring to your attention that I did learn on the Rhubarb Compendium that we are getting ready. It was just around the corner. I mean, I know it is Memorial Day weekend and people are getting ready to celebrate, you know, our fallen heroes. But June 9th, people, Rhubarb Day, National Strawberry Rhubarb Pie Day.
Well, that's barely a week away. How am I going to get my rhubarb costume together in time?
I know. And you know what's weird is just today I was looking for cards and there were a million graduation cards and Father's Day, not a single Strawberry Rhubarb Pie Day card. Hallmark.
Shocking.
Get it together.
A shocking.
Get it together. Here's a chance for you to get more money.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, and I also was amazed to find out, even though it is rhubarb season, we are in prime rhubarb season, it's expensive.
No.
Yeah.
How could rhubarb be expensive? Nobody wants it.
I got it.
It's the most unloved vegetable.
One pie.
Yeah, how much?
$8.
$8? Oh, they must know that people jones for strawberry rhubarb pie. They must just know that.
Yeah, they're jacking up the price in anticipation of the rhubarb pie day. Coming up June 9th.
Who knew there was a whole speculative angle to this?
Pork bellies, rhubarb.
Wow.
You name it. Now, I was looking around for rhubarb festivals, and though I don't know that these are even still happening, because, you know, this is the world's first website, Rhubarb Compendium. But it seems that it is Canada that really celebrates the rhubarb.
Oh, of course.
Ruby stock more than any other nation.
Ruby stock?
Well, just trying to mix it up a little, you know.
Is that
I don't want to see rhubarb too many times.
Ah, the ruby-stalked rhubarb. You will rue the day when you barbed this rhubarb. So Canada has some rhubarb festivals.
Yes, they do. They do. They have several of them. In fact, there's one in Nova Scotia. There's one in Ontario.
I get the sense that Canadians will pretty much have a festival for anything if the sun comes out.
And you know what? Is there really anything wrong with that? No.
No, this is just in reaction to the difficult climate.
I commend our neighbors to the north for celebrating anything.
Hells yeah.
At all.
Hells yeah.
So now, Leo, I do know that there's not a lot of musicals, compositions about.
Well, we played one. By the way, I should give credit to Five Iron Frenzy.
What a good name for me.
Their song, Rhubarb Pie, available on YouTube, and 28,000 people have listened, so it was clearly a good idea to put it on YouTube. Here's another one that you've cleverly given me ahead of time.
For once.
Shall I play the Rhubarb Tart song?
Yes.
This is for rhubarb tarts everywhere. Oh, it's a march.
I want another slice of a rhubarb. tart. I want another lovely slice.
Oh.
I'm not disparaging the blueberry pie, but rhubarb tart is oh so very nice.
A rhubarb, what a rhubarb tart.
The principles of modern philosophy were postulated by Descartes. Discarding everything he wasn't certain of, he said, I think, therefore I am a rhubarb tart.
Well, that sound, it's kind of sounds like an ersatz Monty Python skit.
Well, it is John Cleese.
Oh, it is.
Yes.
A rhubarb tart has fascinated all the poets.
Oh, yeah, I recognize it. Well, that would explain the Monty Python-esque sound.
You could name that tune anywhere. You always know when it's Monty Python related.
They love to do John Philip Sousa remakes, for one thing.
Who doesn't? Now, Leo, what is your favorite form of rhubarb besides the strawberry rhubarb pie? Is there another? Because I do. Go ahead.
Achy breaky tart.
What's that?
No, I just made that up.
Oh, you have your spring recipe on me. I was all excited.
My favorite, besides strawberry rhubarb, I've never had rhubarb.
Really? Because you know there are many ways to have the rhubarb. A lot of people use it.
Muffins?
In sauces. Well, they have muffins, but those are all the sweet rhubarb. But you can also use it as a savory sauce. So I was looking
online.
That
sounds vaguely familiar. I might have had a rhubarb sauce.
Well, I'm looking right now at a recipe for Norwegian cold rhubarb soup with mint.
Oh.
And this soup has rhubarb, vanilla, sugar, mint, and lemon.
Mmm. And so don't they make, like, rhubarb wine?
Wow.
I think they do. I think I've had rhubarb wine, come to think of it.
You know, I
ooh,
wonder if
strawberry rhubarb lemonade. Now, that sounds good.
That does sound
very
delicious.
I'd drink that.
I wonder if they ever use rhubarb like on Iron Chef, where every single course had to be made from rhubarb.
That would be a very good Iron Chef ingredient.
We should have a rhubarb off, you know?
Yeah.
And you know what? That's another thing. You know, say the rhubarb wine, it's like, you know, Absolut Vodka has like infused everything. Like they have citron infused. They have raspberry infused vodka. They got mango infused. But rhubarb left out again.
Rhubarb.
I think because it's a vegetable. I think people just don't embrace it the way that they should. I think that they kind of like leave it out in the cold.
Hmm. Well, don't do that. According to the Rhubarb Compendium, you could have frost damage to your rhubarb. And that it could still be eaten, but only if the stalks are firm and upright.
Oh, that's good knowledge. It's good to know.
Yes,
that is very good to know.
I could make a joke there, but I think I'll err on the side of
refrain. Please refrain.
Yeah,
but rhubarb. I mean, it is very tart with
rhubarb chutney.
There you go.
How about that? Here's a recipe for Boxwala's chutney. It's right here on the Rhubarb Compendium at rhubarbinfo.com. James Beard's American Cookery has a recipe for rhubarb sauce. 1.5 pounds of rhubarb peeled, if necessary, which is always, it's always, always necessary. Cut in 3 or 4 inch stalks, 1/4 cup of water, 1.5 cups of sugar, a dash of salt. Arrange the rhubarb in a casserole with a cover. Add the water, sugar to taste, and salt. Cover tightly. Bake for 25 minutes at 350 degrees. Chill and serve.
Oh, come on. That sounds delicious.
Really? But I would put more sugar in it.
I'm trying to find out because somebody did on Twitter. I was putting out there that we were going to be doing rhubarb today. And somebody said bacon-wrapped rhubarb.
Ooh.
So I'm looking now.
No, there's no such thing. But just wrapping bacon around it.
Yes.
There is?
Yes, really? There is. Okay. 4 slices bacon diced.
Mm-hmm.
2 cups sweet onion.
Yeah.
Thinly sliced.
Yeah.
2 stalks, which is 2 cups of red rhubarb. No way. It took me like 12 stalks to make enough for this pie.
You had skinny old woody rhubarb.
Yeah. 3 tablespoons of apple cider vinegar, 1/2 cup of light brown sugar. And they don't really tell you what you're supposed to do with it, but...
If you have to ask, you shouldn't make it.
You know what? You're right. This looks too hard.
How about rock Cornish hens with rhubarb sauce? The sauce is rhubarb, cut up, water, salt, cinnamon, and sugar. I bet that's very good.
I'll bet it's good too. It kind of reminds me of, did you ever go to Denny's or Sambo's back in the day?
When Sambo's has the best rhubarb sauce.
Do they have rhubarb sauce? Because I know that they had syrup.
No.
Oh, you're scaring me.
No.
But they always had that red syrup, remember? And what was that syrup? They would have the regular maple syrup.
Yeah.
And they would have kind of berry syrup. And I don't know what kind it was.
Berry.
Well, why can't they make it rhubarb? Why are you shunning rhubarb? I don't understand it.
You're asking me why a restaurant with the very tasteless name Sambo's doesn't have rhubarb sauce?
Well, luckily, Sambo's is gone. People got wise.
There was no choice, really. I don't.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't even know what it morphed into. Marie Callender's.
Turned into butter.
That's right. Turned to butter. It did turn to butter. But I don't know. I mean, does IHOP have the same sort of red berry syrup?
They do.
Because
they
got why don't they make it? Make it rhubarb.
Oh, that's interesting.
Make it rhubarb.
Huh.
How hard would that be?
It's a
they
classic.
They have a million sauces.
Classic sauce.
Recipes for sauces. Come on.
Yeah.
Come on. And you know, while we're at it, why not like at Farrell's or any of the ice cream parlors when they have all of the butterscotch sauce and they have the strawberry sauce, why not rhubarb? They make you can make a delicious rhubarb compote. So why not?
Compote. Now that's a rhubarb dish.
Yeah.
Compote. That's what old people eat, isn't it?
Yeah. You know what? I had a Tupperware party last week.
Yeah.
And I was selecting the bits of Tupperware I was going to get. And I thought this would be good to put my compote.
Right.
In.
Compote.
Yeah. They have a new Tupperware that like goes from freezer straight into the microwave.
No, really?
Yeah. Like super high tech.
Neato.
And so you could put compote in it because I like my compote a little warm on my vanilla ice cream. I don't know about you.
I just like the word compote. It's like compost without the S.
It's like someone who lisps and doesn't want to say compost.
Compote. Compote. Actually, I believe, I may be wrong, but I'm thinking compote is actually the same word as compost.
No.
Because isn't it spelled with one of those circumflexes over the O? You know what that means in French? We left out the S to confuse you.
Oh.
I think, I'm going to have to look it up in the Oxford English Dictionary, but I'm thinking that compote is a French word deriving from the same root as compost.
I think you need to compote yourself in a dignified
manner. Compote yourself? I said, a son, compote yourself.
Because it's, you know, compotent.
In Portuguese, it's compota. In Serbian, it's compote. In Hungarian, compote.
Isn't it just amazing that all over the world,
compote is one of those words.
Pretty darn close.
It's one of those words that in every language is the same. Could just go any country in the world and ask for compote, and you'd get the same fruit stew that you don't want to eat.
Could you just see what the many words of many lands for rhubarb? Please check that one.
Oh, you think that it's the same word?
I don't know.
That's interesting. Let's see. R-H-U. Now, rhubarb is R-H-U, isn't it? The H is silent.
Yeah, it's like rheumatism.
Rhubarb. Rhubarb.
Or rumi.
Rumi. Well, let's just see. You know, it's not as much dietary fiber as I would have thought. Only 1.8 grams. Is it high? No, it's not high in anything. It's high in vitamin K. Not even that high.
What's vitamin K?
Don't know. Don't even know if it's vital.
That was like a drug.
The expensive transportation across Asia caused rhubarb to be highly expensive in medieval Europe, where it was several times the price of other valuable herbs and spices such as cinnamon, opium, and saffron. Marco Polo was therefore much interested to find the plant being grown and harvested in the mountains of Tangut province. It is a combination of the Greek hra and barbarum. Ra is a term that refers to the plant and to the river Volga.
Wow.
We've learned very little from this article. In fact, everything you've told me is already, I already know.
Look at, see, toxic effects, it's poison.
Poison.
You're taking your life in your hands when you make something with rhubarb.
I can't. Let me go to Google Translate because Wikipedia is not giving me the different ways to say rhubarb in many languages. How could it be anything but rhubarb? I mean, seriously. All right. R-H-U-B-A-R-B. Mm-hmm. It detected English. And I should translate it into Albanian. And in Albanian, the word is raven.
Oh.
A raven.
Interesting.
Mm, pick a language, any language.
I'm going to say Swedish.
Swedish. Let's see what they call a rhubarb plant in Sweden.
They may not have them there.
Rhubarber.
Rhubarber.
Rhubarber. If you say it in Swedish, it sounds the same. Rhubarb. Well, I don't know where we're going with this.
I don't either. I was just curious with the compote. I just didn't know if like it would all
in Yiddish. In Yiddish. Oh, it's written right to left. So I can't tell what it is. In Bulgarian. It is.
Well, you know, no matter what you call it, it all tastes the same. It's all delicious.
It's all good.
On it. It's a little bit tart and tangy, but like I said, with enough sugar, it's heavenly. And I really would like to encourage all of the people and companies that make fruit flavored anything to start bringing in the rhubarb just for fun. You'd be the first.
Is there a book somewhere, maybe on audible.com? Maybe they have a book about rhubarb on audible.com.
Oh, that's a good question.
Wouldn't that be neato?
That would be awesome. Yeah. I'm sure there is.
Well, one
it
would
being
hope.
Such a long-lived food item with such a rich history, hooking up with Marco
What is the
Polo.
Rhubarb triangle? There's a movie. Dr. Mom says there was a movie called Rhubarb. Did you know that?
Really?
Yeah.
I know that there's like a jazz, I think he's a trombonist.
Named Rhubarb.
Whose name is Red Rhubarb.
Wait a minute. There's a book on Audible. I don't know what it's about. Called Rhubarb. See, this
well,
is
let's dig it.
This is the amazing thing about Audible. It looks like something's going on there. I don't know.
Oh, my.
Do you think it's a romance? Let's listen. It's from. Let's just listen to see if what's the story of Rhubarb. Love
he
for...
He a flurry of barking, like a fist in his chest. And he'll trundle off to gather a ratty leather harness. He'll trundle back and deposit it carefully on the bed, near her open hand. And he'll sit, stay, and wait.
Hmm. It's a novel. I don't know why it's called Rhubarb, but there you go. See, this is the amazing thing about Audible. Just pick a term, any term, and you could go to audible.com and find a book. 75,000 titles.
It's the only way I can even like read books anymore.
I know. Who has time?
It's so nice.
There's an audio book based on the, this is going to be a TV show, Stuff My Dad. Well, it's not stuff. It's poop stuff My Dad Says.
Oh, I love that guy.
He's got a book. It's an audio book.
Is the dad going to do it, though? Because you really need to hear the dad's inflection.
You know who plays the dad in the TV show?
There's a TV show?
There's going to be a TV show.
Ah, that's amazing.
And Captain Kirk plays the dad.
My mom was still working full time, but my 73-year-old dad had retired and was around the house all day long. After my first night back home, I crawled out of bed at around 8:30 a.m. and set up my office, read my laptop, in the living room where my dad was watching TV, to begin writing my first column. Michael Jackson had just died, and I was working on a comic portraying Jesus overlooking the pedophile charges against Michael Jackson and letting him into heaven anyway because he was such a fan of the King of Pop. My editor later pointed out that it should have been St. Peter ushering MJ through the gates of heaven, but that's beside the point. My dad had a hard time understanding that someone sitting in his pajamas and searching through Google Images for silly pictures of Jesus Christ was working, so he treated me like I wasn't. Why the f*** is Wolf Blitzer talking to me about Michael Jackson? He barked. The president is in f***ing Russia trying to get those sons of bitches to stop with the nukes, and he's talking to me about Michael Jackson. F*** you, Wolf Blitzer.
Now we know what my dad sounds like in the stuff my dad says. I don't know why I'm cutting this bad word out. He just said the F-bomb about four times.
My dad doesn't say that.
No, mine does not. But that's what makes this a funny Twitter feed. Anyway, that's an example. and they don't cut the bad words out of Audible books. So if you're an adult, you know, it's okay. But you could. I guess you wouldn't want your kids to listen to that unless you don't care. Maybe you don't care. I don't care.
I don't think that the kids would even really think it's that funny because it's really something that you have to have been through.
You have to have an old dad.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love Audible, and I want to invite you to give it a try for free. You can get your first book free by going to audible.com/munchcast, audible.com/munchcast. They do have cookbooks on here, but, you know, cookbooks don't make the best audiobooks, right?
No. However, if you're making something, it's like having a coach there to tell you what to do, which is kind of nice. Like to remind you, oh, while that's cooking, don't forget, now's a good time to go saute those onions.
Good point. So. They do have an advanced excerpt of the new David Kirkpatrick book, which is just everybody's getting very interested in. This is called The Facebook Effect, the inside story of the company that's connecting the world. And that's free to anybody. You could just go to Audible and listen to that excerpt, and that book will be out, of course, on Audible when it does come out. I think it's supposed to. I'm not sure when it's supposed to come out. It's pretty soon. June 8th.
That's the day before Strawberry Rhubarb Pie Day.
Do you think they knew? Celebrate. Do you think they planned it?
Yeah, I think that was part of the deal.
Audible.com/munchcast. It plays on 500 different devices, including all the Apple stuff and your Zune and your Kindle. And a great way to listen to your books. It's kind of Audible Podcast. I said audiblepodcast.com/munchcast. Please use the right URL so Cammie gets credit. audiblepodcast.com/munchcast.
There you go.
Audible's kind of the rhubarb of the book world.
Well, I think Audible gets a little more respect than rhubarb, don't you?
Yeah, maybe you're right. I mean, rhubarb of the, book world.
You're Vinnie Rhubarberino, played by John Travolta.
Kathy Blackstone, are you doing anything fun for the Memorial Day weekend?
Well, you know, I will be queuing, and I'm also making a flag cake.
Now, when you say queuing, I guess in the context of the show, everybody knows that means barbecue.
Yeah.
Because, you know, British people mean waiting in line when you're saying that.
Well, you're right. I'm sorry. I shall clarify.
Yeah.
Barbecuing.
Barbecuing.
Meat over a hot flame.
You'll be having
the best way. Yeah. You know, and I know that people do barbecue like shish kebab fruits and vegetables. I don't know that rhubarb would work because I really think that for rhubarb, you need to have the sugar. I really do.
In Australia, though, they put a little barb on the Barbie.
They do.
Yeah. Hey, you know, I've got something for you. I mean, don't go anywhere. In fact, I've got a couple of things for you. And next time you come by, I feel terrible. For one thing, I've got your podcast award right here. And you were here and I forgot to give it to you.
Oh.
The Best Food and Drink Podcast of 2009. I also have some delicious cooking wine that was sent for you. And maybe in time for your cue, some meat rub. Yeah.
Wow, where did that stuff come from?
They just sent it here. They say, please, pass this along to Cammie.
But who? But where? But why? And what's it called?
Well, when you have the best food and drink podcast in the entire world.
Oh, my gosh.
The food world beats a path to your door. You want me to go get the rub? Here, let me get the
rub. No, that's okay. Maybe I'll come
Stall
next week. Now you're giving me an incentive.
Yeah, because, that way we've got stuff
I want to get some meat rub because it is getting to be barbecue season. I mean, here, even in San Francisco, it's super warm today. And I can't think of anything better to do than to fire up the Barbie and start queuing. Barbecuing. Rhubarbecuing. That's why it was a little weird to bake a pie today because it's so hot.
That was kind of embarrassing. I just walked out into the office and I said, where's my meat rub? And they looked at me.
Lobby
there's
full
a bunch of people out
like,
there.
What?
Leo wants his meat rub. So here this is. Here's a letter. I've been a fan, blah, blah, blah. Dry rubs, blah, blah, blah. Flavor wood is what this is. It's made with all natural reclaimed wood. I don't know where they got it from.
Reclaimed?
Yeah, I don't know if that's a good thing.
Shipwrecks and stuff?
Yeah. Here's the good news. It produces no carcinogens since the wood doesn't burn.
Oh.
It lasts about an hour a can and is reusable if smoke time is not used up. It works on almost every grill.
It's like a little sterno can you stick in the bottom of your barbecue?
Yeah, it looks like a tuna fish can.
Oh, that's so cool. I've never seen anything like that.
Yeah, this is kind of clever. So you remove the side and top labels from the can to explode the pre-punched holes. Proper placement of can will achieve about 1 hour of total smoking time. So it never burns, it just heats. The position on, it's kind of like a, so here's the flavor wood. This is hickory. I got apple here, a natural apple wood, pecan.
Ooh, so mesquite. It infuses whatever you're grilling with
it,
that
it
sort
does.
Of.
It does. Look at that. This is great. Cherry.
Leo, next time I come Peach. Up, let's have a barbecue right there in front of the Twit Cottage.
We can do that.
And we could barbecue the MREs that have been sitting here in my studio for the last 2 years.
Wow. This is really interesting. Yeah, bring those MREs.
Okay.
And we'll grill them.
Okay.
Anyway, thank you, Michael Durant, Flavorwood. He doesn't give a URL, but I bet you they're on the web. And look for it at your favorite food store.
Flavorweb?
Flavorwood.
Wood.
Of Newton, Kansas.
Flavorwood Grilling Smoke at flavorwood.org. How did they get a .org?
It's a nonprofit, apparently.
It is?
Look at this. I got cans galore. I got so much Flavorwood that we could have a long barbecue here.
We'll be grilling well into the evening.
There you go.
Fantastic.
And I got rub. So I got the meat rub. I got the flavor wood. You know, it's good I didn't run out there and say, where's my flavor wood? That would have been worse.
Meat rub and flavor wood.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, all righty. Well, Leah, we'll plan a barbecue day, and I'll bring up a rhubarb pie, and we'll make it one big happy Munchcast extravaganza at the Twit Cottage.
That's great. And I also have the cooking sherry. Don't forget.
Oh, yeah. We'll be sipping on that.
Yeah.
All righty. Well, Leo, I need you to help me out with this, the Squarespace.
Oh, we got to do that, too. We got to get the website going. We will do
that.
We
got to get it going.
Yeah, remind me. Remind me. We'll set that up.
This is a reminder.
Yeah. And I'll talk to Dane on that one.
Okay.
Hey, thank you, Cammy Blackstone.
Thank you, Leo.
We'll see you all next time. Thank you all for being here. We do the show, I should mention, every Sunday afternoon right before Twit at 2 p.m. Pacific time, 5 p.m. Eastern. That's 2100 UTC at live.twit.tv. And you can see Cammy with a little flower in her hair. So cute.
So plumeria.
Aloha.
Aloha ahui ho. Mahalo nui loa.